Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 13th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. In an interview, Apple SVP of Software, Craig Federighi, said the company's on-device image scanning will be protected by multiple levels of auditability, with the database of image hashes of CSAM material verified by multiple child safety organizations and an independent auditor. This comes as Reuters sources say Apple employees express concern the feature could be exploited for censorship on a company Slack channel, although it appears this did not include criticism from core security employees. Samsung confirmed it uses AI software called DSO AI from the company's Synopsys to design its Exynos chips, although it's not clear if these have gone into production or what products they will appear in. Synopsys software is trained by reinforcement learning, able to automatically draw up the basics of a design, including the placement of components and how to wire them together, with the company claiming clients are seeing performance gains on designs up to 15%. Disney Plus paid subscribers increased over 100% in the year in Q3 to 116 million, beating analyst estimates. ESPN Plus subscribers were up 75% to 14.9 million, while total Hulu subscribers grew 21% in the year to 42.8 million. Facebook delayed its return to office plans due to a resurgence of COVID-19, with U.S. employees now not returning to offices until January 2022. The company had planned about 50% office capacity by September, before a full return in October. Amazon Game Studios eliminated a long-standing policy that claimed ownership to video games made by employees after work hours. The policy also required any games developed to use Amazon products and be sold on Amazon's digital storefront. Motherboard sources say Google banned the location data company Safegraph in June, requiring any apps using its services to remove its SDK to stay in the Play Store. Safegraph sells aggregated packages of location data to other firms and government agencies, some of which comes from tracking mobile users. Google has recently banned similar location data firms Predictio and Xmode. In an interview, Xbox head Phil Spencer said Microsoft was open to discussions to bring Game Pass to other console platforms, although currently there is no interest from other parties to do so. Spencer said Microsoft will continue to focus on open platforms like the web, PC, and mobile. Xiaomi announced its first tablet in 3 years, the Mi Pad 5 Pro. The 11-inch tablet features a 120Hz screen, Snapdragon 870 SoC, Wi-Fi 6, and 8 speakers. It starts at 2,499 yuan, that's about $390, with a 5G version for 3,499 yuan. The latest HomePod 15 Beta 5 adds support for spatial audio and lossless audio in Apple Music for the HomePod and HomePod Mini. Apple said the features were coming to the smart speakers earlier this year, but did not provide a timeline for rollout. Reuters sources say the European Commission will present legislation next month to establish a common charger for mobile phones. Apple, Samsung, Huawei, and Nokia previously signed a voluntary memorandum of understanding in 2011 to harmonize chargers on new phones coming to market. An EU study found that in 2018, 29% of chargers sold with phones used USB micro B connectors, 29% had USB-C, and 21% had a Lightning connector. And finally, the Poly Network confirmed it offered a $500,000 bug bounty to the party that recently used a security exploit in digital contracts to take $610 million in crypto assets from its network before subsequently returning the funds. According to a statement from Poly, "We have also come to a more complete understanding regarding how the situation unfolded, as well as Mr. Whitehat's original intention." Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.